Do you have an enemy in a very professional setting, but you don't know how to get them back? Paparazzi. You know a drug test coming up real soon? Sneak some THC right into the drink of that person who's about to get drug tested. You work in a pharmacy? You know that drug test coming up? Doesn't matter, paparazzi.
That was pretty good.
That was good. I liked it.
All right.
We've already made two paparazzi commercials. I'm going to fucking get the fuck.
I gotta get in here.
Right,
I can't hear this. I gotta turn this up. I apologize. Take your shit off if you have to. I apologize. Check it out.
Ready to go?
Yep. Paparazzi.
The paparazzi. They sneak THC into the drink of whoever you hire to get that person in trouble. I don't know if you know about the paparazzi, but they'll do this for a small, minimal fee. They accept Google Wallet and PayPal. You can find them on Facebook at Paparazzi. Paparazzi.
The phone turned off.
I was like, oh, man.
They do stuff.
They do so much, I want to make
All
sure.
Right, turn the phone back on.
Get over there, okay. Paparazzi.
What do you think for the next one?
Play some different...
No, wait, no, I want a paparazzi.
Mine
sucked. We have direction now.
Okay, we'll keep going. Hold on. Let me just look at it. Can I just read this one time? They sneak THC into the drink of whoever you hire.
So that's not the actual ad copy. That's the concept.
That's the concept, okay. Yeah.
It is and it's not, because
No, it's ad copy or it's not.
Listen, <I mean. laughs> these guys don't actually exist, and if we want to make their business better, we can do that for them, man.
All right.
Exactly.
So I knew this guy over on 4th. He had this problem with me. I don't know, I shot his dog or something. So either way, I got a problem with him, I gotta take care of it. I hired paparazzi. They snake THC into the drink of whoever you hire them to. And then they follow the fucker around and make sure it's done right. Paparazzi, get that motherfucker.
Paparazzi.
Paparazzi. I like the whisper thing.
This is the
That's
new,
branding.
By the way, this is the new way to do this. This is so much more fun than that day that we spent like 8 hours making. I mean, those are good too, but this is fun.
This is competitive commercialing.
All right.
Competitive branding.
How do we feel about paparazzi? Can we move on?
Yeah. No. All right. Like, we all got our turn.
Cue up some music. Do you remember the other ones? Because if you remember them, maybe you have...
This isn't for porn. Is there a 900 number?
No, this is for butlers. Butlers, they come over and clean your toilet every single time you flush. Butlers. You can pay extra for built-in call button that signals for when you flush. The butlers will come and do everything you need them to do. They have mints. You don't need to tip these butlers because you already pay for them. They're butlers.
I don't even know where to go with that one.
I should have been like butlers at that conference. Sorry.
Butlers.
So
that,
yeah, now you have a little gist of like, you know, I tried. I feel like the second time around, I should have a better go at it, but we'll see.
I would hope.
You get to read one, then you ad lib one, you're good.
All right.
So I had a problem with my shitter. Got 3 kids, wife and 2 dogs. Somehow they use the shitter. I call butlers. Their personalized service ensures that your toilet is flushed after every single flush, and then they clean the fucker for you too. My wife, she loves me more. My kids smile more. And God damn it, I get bacon on a Saturday morning. Thank you, butlers. It's the same commercial with a different accent.
Oh God!
So what do you got on
Butlers
deck? You got something good on deck?
I like to go to butlers.com because it's my.
You gotta play this again. It is George's turn.
Guess who's going?
Come
to
on,
Butlers.
Peaches!
I was kind of hoping you guys would forget.
It's Peaches' turn at butlers.com.
.com. As a recently released
feminine lesbian. I once had sex with many a men. Seamen, of course. They didn't clean the poop deck. Speaking of poop, I had a friend of mine who used to go to parties and likes to lay some nice upper deckers in their friends' toilet bowls. The people in the party found it quite upsetting. I recently discovered a service that would have helped her out tenfold. Butlers. They come in there and they make your poop deck ship shape. You got a problem with pooping? Too much Indian food?
Butlers.
Butlers. They won't use the three seashells.
Butlers.
But they'll make sure your toilet bowl doesn't reflect the disgustingness that lays around your asshole. Butlers.
That was deep.
Yeah, we could definitely get
it. I don't know
why
I like.
All right. Well, you're not. Are you? You're not recording. Are you
always recording?
Usually we talk about it. No.
Here, do your.
Yeah, just bring it up here.
Yeah, okay. Do that one.
Hey, maybe you can't afford some nice flowers. Well, pick up the phone and call Zombie Flowers. Half price flower delivery, because they're stolen from graveyards. Locally sourced. Zombie Flowers, zombieflowers.com.
God damn it.
Just keep it going.
I don't think either of us
just
have
keep
to
it going.
Record anything. I think that's the winner.
I can't keep it going.
Zombie Flowers.
That's the winner.
How long do you want
to
do that?
I'm waiting to assist you. Please, keep it going.
Can we both just say green light?
No, don't whisper
Flowers. Do you want to sing Zombie
Flowers?
Let's do it one more time. You sing with me. Zombie Flowers. Do a little clapping. Whatever, man. Right.
Ready, Peaches?
Wait, I got to do this one. Oh, wait, is this the same one? All right.
I like to spend my time in the graveyards, worshipping death and sadness. The thing I found out about it was, there's a lot of flowers on those graves. I've always wondered, what do I do with those flowers? Where do they go? No one uses them, do they? Then I looked online and I found Zombie Flowers.
So I was like walking down the street the other day, and I was like, I need to get some flowers for my mom. And I'm like, fuck, I don't have any fucking money right now. I'm like, what am I gonna do? Gotta buy some flowers for my mom. I'm like, what am I gonna do? Oh my god. I'm like, well, I ain't got no money, I ain't got no friends, and if I'm a best friend, Christina,
yes.
And I'm like, what do I do about this? And she's like, oh my god, there are all these flowers on these graves.
Found this great company, they sell those.
So I got them half price. And I sent them to my mom. She liked them, even though they were black and rusted. It's cool.
ZombieFlowers.com.
Oh, you remember the .com.
Was it a .com?
Did you say .com?
I always add .com.
He does add a .com, and that makes me add a .com.
You don't have to.
Well, it does in my brain space. It didn't work.
I don't care if these places exist or not. I want them to get the credit for our goof. If we get somebody to go there, they're like, dude, that really exists. I'll be like, thanks for letting me know.
I did not research that at all.
George's Axes Emporium. He's got all the different kinds of axes.
And X's.
Y axes. Z axes. Yeah.
What? Zombie Flowers. It's a half price delivery store. If you ever want some flowers, don't have the skrill, come on down to Zombie Flowers. I get some Zombie Flowers every day. I send them to myself. Because it's really warming and reassuring to know that whoever sent those flowers sent them to someone they loved. And I got them. Thank you, Zombie Flowers. Locally sourced. Stolen from graveyards.
Dude, that tugged at my heartstrings, dude.
I want to buy him some real flowers.
Crying. Oh, man.